everyone. This is Inside Geocaching HQ, our podcast from Seattle. Thank you for listening. I'm Chris Ronan. My geocaching username is RockChalk. I am one of the 80 or so people who works at Geocaching HQ, and it is my pleasure to introduce you to some of my coworkers and chat about what is happening inside HQ. On this show, we are talking about trackables, trackable promotions, to be precise. You may have heard of the recent Magic the Gathering trackable promotion, or maybe you remember some of the much older promotions, such as the famous Jeep promotion. Well, today, we are going to chat about how those trackable promotions come to be. We will hear from Brian Roth, one of Geocaching HQ's co-founders, who has worked extensively on promotions over the years. But first, Ellis Bennett and Katie DiGiulio. They are the team who oversees today's trackable promotions, including Magic, which we will hear a lot about. And bonus, listen closely, because one lucky listener will get a chance to win something. So let's get to it. Okay, so we have Katie and Ellis, who work on trackable promotions, among other things, here at HQ. So we'll start by just asking you guys what your day-to-day work life is like here at Geocaching HQ. And Katie, maybe start with you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Katie, and I am the Partnerships and Promotions Manager here at HQ. And really what that means is I connect brands to the geocaching community through innovative programs such as trackable promotions. And really, we want to inspire those story-worthy moments for geocachers across the world. My day-to-day at geocaching consists of talking with brands through emails and phone calls and really trying to develop fun partnership programs that can engage and get the community excited to be participating and interacting with brands all over the world. My favorite promotion to date, it was with Michelin in 2014. We collaborated with Michelin to connect trackables to electronic tire pressure gauges that were in the shape of a Michelin man. This was really fun because we got thousands of really cute photos from geocachers all across the United States, and it was all to build awareness for tire safety.
Okay, and Ellis, how about you?
I support the partnerships and promotions team. So I'm running trackable promotions and other partnership opportunities that come up. My day-to-day is pretty similar to Katie's, where we're talking to people on the phone, we're answering emails, and getting to know brands better and figuring out cool ways that we can work together. So one of my favorite parts of this job is being creative and telling brand stories through geocaching. Another role I have here is a little side project for the internal HQ Green Team, and we support the environmental initiatives of the company, which includes the Cash In, Trash Out program.
And both of you have had other roles before the roles that you're in now, which have been interesting. So, Ellis, what did you do before you got into the business development stuff?
I started at HQ in the summer of 2016 on the community engagement team. What we would do is answer emails from the community and engage with them on social media, writing blog posts, and other fun, engaging things. So I learned a ton about the game in this process and got to know the community really well. And then this summer of 2017, I started on the Partnerships and Promotions team and kickstarted my role with the Magic the Gathering launch.
Which is something we will talk a lot about. I hope people are very excited about Magic, so we'll get to that. But first, Katie, your past work here at HQ. What has that been like?
Yeah, so I started at HQ about 6.5 years ago, and I was on the community relations team, and I was at the front desk as the guest service coordinator. I got to welcome hundreds of geocachers to our office in Fremont from all over the world, got to hear their stories firsthand, introduce a lot of new players to the game, and it was really beautiful role where I got to gather more knowledge about the game and got to meet our community firsthand. I am now on the business development team. I started here in 2013, supporting the Geo Tours and the partnerships and promotions teams simultaneously.
Okay, so today we're talking about trackable promotions. So for people that aren't familiar with what a trackable promotion is, what is it?
Trackle promotions are a unique opportunity for geocachers. They get to engage with some of their favorite brands through interaction with these limited edition branded trackables. So these are things that only come out one time during the promotion period. So people get really excited about them because it's a unique experience. They allow geocachers to work together as a collective on a global level, and they get to move these custom trackables from geocache to geocache and then watch their journey through an interactive map on the landing page for the promotion. So as geocachers interact with these items, they then have the opportunity to upload photos, and some of our promotions have run contests for these photos. So some of the prizes that people have won are cash prizes. They've won a cruise to Norway and round trip tickets to around the world, which is pretty exciting, especially because geocachers love traveling.
So trackable promotions come in all shapes and sizes. What, from HQ standpoint, what makes a successful trackable promotion? What are you guys looking at to try to build something that will be, you know, great for HQ, great for the community, and great for the game?
Well, first of all, it's really about community engagement and excitement within the community. And we can do that when we find a brand that has a direct overlap with geocaching and the community. This generates excitement. There's usually photo contests with prizes involved. And the other part that really makes a successful trackable promotion is when geocachers activate these trackables, when they move them, when we see lots of distance covered on the map. That's really how we define the success and see how many hands are touching these and interacting with the trackables.
So there's a list of promotion partners on the promotions webpage. You can see a number of the companies that HQ has partnered with over time, and it's a really varied list. A lot of different kinds of companies, different sizes, different places. Is there a specific size of company you guys look for, or a certain industry, or any specifics like that, or can it be just about anybody?
Yeah, you're right. We have worked with a wide variety of different brands, looking at our list of brands that we've partnered with. But really, the short answer is anybody can partner with us, and we have worked with several different brands ranging in sizes and industries. Really, it comes down to, is there a direct overlap with that brand and the geocaching community? That's how we create win-win partnerships. A great example of this is with Magic: The Gathering. Their audience and the geocaching audience has very similar interests, and that when you blend those together, you can create a really nice partnership. We have worked with really, really large brands and have produced over 24,000 trackables for campaigns. We've also worked with smaller tourism bureaus, producing only 500 trackables just to promote their small town to geocachers.
One of the questions that I've heard people ask over time, and it's especially some of my friends in Canada who say, hey, you've got this great promotion, but I can't do it because it's not available in Canada, and there's, I always know the reason for that, but I think some people out there might not know. So maybe tell me why it is that some promotions are available in some countries, but some aren't available everywhere.
Oh, Canada, I'm sorry to the geocaching community in Canada. We would love to have a promotion for you. Really, it all depends on the brand and their goals and objectives to meet their target markets. We'd love for our promotions to be on a global scale so that the entire geocaching community can be involved. But some brands don't have an international market, and or they're trying to build and develop a market within a certain country. An example of this was with a promotion we launched this summer with the brand Hurtigruten. It's a popular cruise line in Norway, but they don't have a significant presence here in the United States, and they wanted to develop their brand awareness. So we worked with them to release trackables within the United States only this summer, and there was a photo contest that running alongside of it, and the winning photo got a free cruise in Norway.
So the most recent one is the Magic promotions. There have been a couple of waves here, and there's so much excitement around. I think in the time that I've been at HQ, I haven't seen as much excitement around a promotion as around Magic, and I think people would really enjoy knowing more about that. So how did that thing start? How did it come to be?
The global brand manager of the popular card game Magic: The Gathering reached out to us in January of 2017. Their goal was to release a new set of cards Ixalan and then the Rivals of Ixalan, and they wanted to do this in a fun and engaging way and thought geocaching would be a great collaboration. So we worked together and we came up with the idea of creating trackable mileage goals. This was for geocachers and Magic players to achieve together in order to earn sneak peeks of their new card set. So the first launch was designed to create buzz around this whole promotion. They designed a really cool trackable with the Magic card look, and then this was to get awareness out about the first deck. And then the second launch, which just came out in the end of November, is a trackable race between four different tribes. So dinosaurs, merfolk, vampires, and pirates. And between those, they're doing a trackable race, and whoever gets the most miles wins at the end of the promotion period. And that means they get to decide which tribe stakes the claim on the city of Arazka. And that's really exciting. You can go on geocaching.com/magic and watch the progress. There's four different colored map pins on the trackable map for you to view.
The first release of those trackables happened, and then there was more recently a second release of tracks. So multiple releases, which is also a little bit different for the community. Was that always the plan? And is there going to be another one sometime in the future? I've heard people wondering about that.
That was really fun because we saw how excited people got about the first release and they didn't know there was going to be a second release. So that was kind of a double surprise for them.
I'm not even sure I knew.
Yeah. Yeah. We kind of kept that under wraps. The first release was meant to generate buzz. They designed the trackables based on the iconic Magic card design. And then the second launch was really about the new cards and the Rivals of Ixalan story. As far as a third release, we aren't going to give any more information about that, but do stay tuned because Magic or not, we will have more exciting promotions in the future.
Some of the trackable promotions that HQ does produce trackables that become very desirable in the community and almost become very collectible. People want to keep them, but that's not the objective. That's not the hope and the goal of these trackable promotions. We want these out in caches. We want people moving them from place to place.
Yes, that's right. The goal and purpose of these trackables is for them to be activated and placed in a cache so that they can travel and more geocachers can continue to engage with them and also have the opportunity to take photos and upload them. When geocachers request to receive one of these trackables in the mail, they're agreeing to place this trackable in a geocache within 2 weeks of receiving it. Yes, we know these are really cool trackables and there's only a limited edition, and so there are times when people want to hold on to that and keep it as in their collection, but really that's not the purpose of these trackable promotions. We want to see them moving and traveling from geocache to geocache.
It used to be that there were a certain number of trackables and the word got out and you said, sign up here, fill out this form. And once the number was over, the form closed and that was it. And it could be done in a couple hours as I remember, but now you guys have a much better system, I think. And certainly I've heard a lot of good things in the community about it that hopefully gives more people a chance to get one of these. And tell us about that.
So the way that we do it now is we open the web form for a certain number of days. So it could be a week, it could be 2 weeks, it could be 3 days. It just depends on what the partner wants. And anyone can submit during that time period. And every single time we get more requests than we can fulfill, which is exciting, but I understand that's frustrating for the community because they won't always win.
And using Magic as an example, what are we talking about here?
For the first launch, we had 1,500 trackables to give away, and we received almost 30,000 requests.
Wow.
Which is exciting. We love to see people engaging and submitting, and although we can't fulfill all of those, the nice thing is once people release them into the game and into geocaches, people who didn't win them still have the opportunity to go find them and engage with them.
Because that's like a 1 in 20 chance. I mean, it's if you get one, congratulations.
It is.
You beat the odds.
It's super lucky if you get one. And we do see people celebrating a lot on social media, kind of bragging about it, like, look what I got. And it's for a good reason, because they're hard to get.
I know we can't go through every promotion that's ever happened as much as some people would like to hear about them. But I do want to touch on one, because we heard from a listener, and her email was kind of what was the impetus for this episode. She wrote in to ask about Diary of a Wimpy Kid, which was a promotion that happened a few years ago. She was hoping that we might be able to have the author of the, of those books onto the show, which we weren't able to do, but I at least wanted to hear what Katie has to say since you worked on that project and a little bit of the history of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid trackable promotion.
The Diary of a Wimpy Kid was a really fun promotion in 2014 because it was the first of its kind where we worked with a children's book author to develop a series of trackables. There were six different designs, and they came, there were 2,000 tags in each of those designs, and they kind of mimicked the storyline of what the book was about. So essentially, the Heffleys, the family in the book, was on a road trip, and their luggage kept falling off of their car. So each piece of luggage also represented a trackable. So there was a pair of socks that fell off the car, so you could find a socks trackable or sunscreen trackable. And it was really fun because all of these were released into the community and people got excited if they could find multiples to match up all of them in the same series. The cool thing about these trackable promotions, although this launched in 2014, there's still trackables moving today. I looked at the map today before the podcast and I saw that a trackable from this promotion is still, was just placed in a geocache today. The geocache was called Christmas Card Lane, which is kind of fun because it's around the holidays and fun to just see that even though that promotion has ended, the trackables are continuing to travel.
And if somebody has an idea for a great company, a partner for HQ on a trackable promotion, is there something that they can do to help make that happen?
Yes, we do love receiving suggestions from the geocaching community for trackable promotions. If you do know of a potential partner and you think they'd be a good fit, feel free to send us an email at promotions@geocaching.com with your ideas. If you have a contact, it would help if you could introduce us to them or send us their contact info. So all you Canadian geocachers out there, feel free to email us.
Well, this has all been great, extremely informative. Anything else we missed?
Yes, we have a spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert! There will be a trackable promotion launching in spring 2018 with a fun ice cream brand. This will be a U.S.-only promotion, but if you email us by January 1st, 2018, either Ellis or Katie will get your email at promotions@geocaching.com, and we will send whoever the first person to contact is with the code word happy promo, a special trackable in the mail.
Is it going to be like a gallon of ice cream that you're going to send that? That would be amazing. That wouldn't work. No,
it might melt.
It might melt. So, promotions@geocaching.com with the code word
happy promo.
Happy promo is the code word. Okay, so spoiler alert out of the way. Anything else? Any other spoilers?
No more spoilers, but just one big gigantic thank you to all of the geocaching community out there for your participation in our trackable promotions. Without you, these trackable promotions wouldn't be possible. Thank you for being a part of it and for submitting all those fun photos.
How about that? A chance to win a special trackable to the first person who emails Ellis and Katie at the address that they mentioned. We will update our podcast page once I have confirmation that the prize is claimed. But we are not finished yet. Next up is Brian Roth. He is one of the Geocaching HQ co-founders, and I thought it would be interesting to ask him about some of the legendary trackable promotions. One that still ranks very high in the hearts of geocachers is the Jeep promotion, which dates back to 2004, and that is where we started our conversation. Yeah, let's talk about the first one, because that's one that people definitely still remember. It has some lore within the community, the whole Jeep thing, and you were saying that Jeremy was hugely involved with Jeremy Irish, for people that don't know, one of your co-founders here at HQ, that he was extremely involved in the beginning, and then, of course, you involved as well.
Yeah, it's true. Jeremy really drove the initial Jeep Travel Bug promotion that we did in 2004. I want to say it was 2003. We got contacted by Rodale, who is a big publisher. I believe they're out of New York, and they, at the time, they did Backpacker Magazine and a whole bunch of other magazines. One of their big publishing clients, or one of their big advertising clients, was Jeep. And they were looking for a way to use geocaching or leverage geocaching to create a fun and engaging promotion for Jeep. And at the time, they had reached out, they spoke with Jeremy, and Jeremy had the idea of creating trackables using Jeeps, Matchbox car style Jeeps. And Rodale at the time was working with Jeep, and Jeep was willing to give away vehicles, which was really cool, especially in the early days, the thought of geocachers being able to win an actual Jeep through something relating to geocaching was just a fantastic idea. And so working with Rodale and the agencies that represented Jeep, we were able to get a few thousand little yellow Matchbox car Jeeps. We custom made travel bug tags that have the Jeep logo on them and had some information about the landing page being jeep.geocaching.com. And in the first year, there were three ways to win a Jeep. So they actually gave away three vehicles in the first year. There was a sweepstakes where anybody could just enter their information and a random drawing would be conducted and one winner would win a Jeep at the end of the year. And then we had a monthly photo contest where there was a goal of liberty or discovery or adventure or something like that. And people had to go out and find these little Jeep travel bugs and take a picture of them in a scene that would depict liberty or adventure or whatever that goal was. And every month we would have, there was community voting. And the community could vote on which picture they thought was the best. I believe that based on the community votes, once a month they would choose the top photo and that person would win a Garmin GPS device, which was really cool. And then at the end of the year, all of the top photos went to the agency that represented Jeep and they chose their favorite photo. And that photo, the creator of that photo, the photographer, actually won a brand new Jeep. So that was the second way to win a Jeep. And the third way was essentially an essay contest, but it was using geocache logs. So you had to write about your experience of finding one of these, something like that. And that one was the hardest because it required us doing so much reading to figure out which were the best logs, and it's subjective. And so ultimately, I don't remember which one was chosen, but that one, that person actually won a Jeep as well. And so in the subsequent years of the Jeep promotion, we went from a little yellow Jeep, and we had one year was a white Jeep, and one year was a red Jeep, and one year was a green Jeep. And in each of those subsequent years, we did not have an essay contest. It was the photo contest, so you had to find one or receive one somehow and then take pictures of a different scene. And it was a similar format where the community would vote. People would win a Garmin device on the monthly contest, and then in the annual, for the annual contest, Jeep would choose, or the agency would choose the photo, and that person would win a Jeep. And then there was always the sweepstakes element, which was just a random chance to win one because not everybody could find one. You know, sometimes they were collected and kept by geocachers. I think that still exists when it comes to trackable promotions, unfortunately. But it made it harder for people to find the more that they were out of circulation. And so here was this sweepstakes option where you could still get an opportunity to win a Jeep. So as part of the Jeep promotions, because we were working with Rodale, they would do these full page spreads in a variety of Rodale magazines talking about geocaching and here's how you can win a Jeep in this really fun Jeep travel bug promotion. So I think that in itself helped to draw a lot of attention to the game of geocaching, as well as giving geocachers and new geocachers an opportunity to actually win vehicles as part of this promotion. So that was the biggest promotion that we had ever done back in the early days, and it has obviously gone on to spawn a whole lot of different trackable promotions that we've done over the years. A lot of people really appreciate them. I love them. I love seeing all the different trackable tags, and there's been coins done, different opportunities to win trackables by either finding them in caches or visiting some retail stores. We've done some promotions with Mountain Warehouse over in the UK, where you could go into a retail store and get a Mountain Warehouse trackable. We've done promotions with Garmin over the years where you could go into the Blacks and Millets retail stores also in the UK and get some really cool Garmin coins. Back in the old days, there were 5 different coins that you could collect by going to these different retail stores, and that was a really fun promotion.
When you think back on other trackable promotions that have happened over the course of years, are there any that come to mind for you that are particularly special?
One of my favorite trackable promotions that we ever did was the Unite for Diabetes promotion. Some of you may have heard of it. There are still Unite for Diabetes trackables that are out there traveling from cache to cache, which is super cool. The way that it got started was we got approached by a representative from Merck, who's the big pharmaceutical company. They were working with the International Diabetes Federation. And what they were trying to do was they wanted to have the United Nations recognize an International Diabetes Day. And the goal was really to spread awareness of this disease and talk about lifestyle changes that people could make to avoid getting diabetes. So eating healthy, good exercise, you know, things like that. So we came up with this idea of doing Unite for Diabetes trackables. It was the first global trackable promotion that we were ever able to do. And using a grant from Merck, we created 20,000 Unite for Diabetes trackables. And they had this blue ring, which was the symbol of Uniting for Diabetes. We created a landing page that would talk about how to fight diabetes and, again, the lifestyle choices and things people could do to live a more healthy life and avoid getting diabetes. And we went out and we purchased a database of city names around the world, and we tried to clean it up a little bit so that there wasn't anything that was maybe inappropriate for the geocaching community, and we randomly named each of these 20,000 Unite for Diabetes tags around a city in the world. So they were named after a city, and so if you find one now, you can see it's named after a city. And the goal for them was each trackable that you would find, the goal was to travel around, have people read about diabetes, learn about diabetes, and ultimately to reach the city for which that individual trackable was named, and then circulate within the city in perpetuity, forever, ultimately helping to educate people. And what we did was, and this was the first time that we got to do this, so it was so cool, we created a form online and we said, hey, global geocaching community, no matter who you are or where you live, fill out this form. And at that time, the first 20,000 people to fill out that form, we mailed them a Unite for Diabetes trackable. And so we were sending these really to all these random places around the world, and that's where each one would start. And then the goal again was to get to its namesake city, spreading awareness along the way. There was a photo contest that was a part of it, and I don't think that there were any major prizes, except to the extent that the best photo that was chosen by the International Diabetes Federation was presented to the United Nations. It was supposed to be on International Diabetes Day, which, although we had started the promotion with a goal of not only generating awareness, but creating enough awareness where the United Nations would decide to create an International Diabetes Day, really early on in the promotion of the United Nations made that decision to create an International Diabetes Day. So one of the goals of this longer term promotion was actually accomplished in the early days. I'd like to believe with some influence from the geocaching community, but realistically, I think it was more than that. And so that promotion, because it was with a positive health benefit on a global scale, and also because we were able to send them to people regardless of where they lived, that's still one of my favorite trackable promotions that we've done to date.
When you look at a trackable promotion, what do you think is most important in finding something that is great for the community, for the game, and for HQ as well?
I think the cool thing about trackable promotions is that they're a fun way to allow brands to engage with the geocaching community in a way that doesn't feel super commercial. You know, here, trackables are something that geocachers like. They've become an integral part of the geocaching game over so many years. And to get a Airstream trackable or a Jeep trackable or a Unite for Diabetes trackable or a Garmin trackable or a Diary of a Wimpy Kid trackable. Those are things that people find them fun. You know, you get to engage with these brands in a way where it's taking place in our playing field. This is not overt advertising where you're being forced to watch a commercial. This is something where, hey, I found a cool Geico trackable in a geocache, and I get to take a photo with it, and maybe I can win some sort of a prize. So we know that the geocaching community is one that brands would love to reach. You know, we're outdoor enthusiasts, we're technophiles, we're normal people all over the world. And what we want to do as a company is we don't want the geocaching site to be one big billboard for advertising. What we really want is we want to be able to create win-wins where not only does this brand benefit by getting some exposure to the geocaching community, but more importantly, the community benefits because the brand is coming in and creating these trackables and these potential prizes that the community loves and prizes that, hey, if we can give away a Jeep to a geocacher, that's really cool to be able to do. Or if we can give away a Garmin device, or if we can give away you know, some other prize that the community feels is valuable, that's really cool. But more importantly, if we can create an experience where people are finding and moving these trackables and maybe learning about the harms that diabetes cause and the prevention methods for diabetes, those feel like real wins for everybody. And so that's one of the things that I love about these promotions.
Talking about Jeep again, I would think in the early days with you and Jeremy and the other folks working here at HQ back then that you could not possibly have foreseen that trackables, those Jeep trackables are now like part of the lore of the game, and they're like relics. And if you do happen to find one, I remember finding one about a year ago out in a cache and thinking, oh my gosh, this is a huge responsibility to find the next good place for this to go. And I spent several months and I just, this isn't the right place. This isn't the right place. And finally I found a place that I thought was okay, but you guys couldn't have been thinking that way back then, right? I mean, I wouldn't think so, at least.
We really didn't. You know, at the time, we were just thinking, like, let's create a cool promotion and that we can engage the community and give everybody something fun to do, which is kind of one of the fundamental goals of the company, is, like, let's get people outside having adventures, giving them something fun to do, ideally making people's lives a little bit better through geocaching. And so now, to look back and see the community honoring the history of this game and of this community. This is a shared history. This is not just this company's. This is not Geocaching HQ owns this special piece of history. This belongs to every geocacher around the world. And so to see somebody like you finding a Jeep and having it be a meaningful experience, I mean, that's really the gift that keeps on giving. The fact that, hey, we did these promotions 10 years ago, but it's still bringing joy to the world, one cacher at a time, as you go and find it in a cache, that's really meaningful. That's really special. And so for us to see that something like that has happened It's just wonderful. And the truth is, we want to do more of it. We really do. And so to see the Magic the Gathering trackables that are out now, and to see the excitement around that, not only do we get to see what's happening today, I think we can trust, based on experience, that maybe 10 years from now, somebody's going to find a cool Magic the Gathering trackable and say, wow, this is really special. This made my day. And now I have to honor this history by finding another cache to place it in so that the next person gets some special experience. Like, that's part of the beauty of this game overall. That's part of the beauty of this community. And to see trackables and historical trackable promotions becoming a part of that, it's just really special. And I think we're all fortunate to be a part of it.
So there's everything you wanted to know about trackable promotions but didn't have a chance to ask. Thanks to Brian, thanks to Katie and Ellis, and thanks to the geocacher Royal Rogue's Mama, who asked the question about Diary of a Wimpy Kid. That is what prompted this episode. If you would like to prompt an episode, do what Royal Rogue's Mama did. Send us an email to podcast@geocaching.com. Tell us what you want us to cover on the podcast. We will do our best to make it happen. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Be sure to go out and get the last first souvenirs for finding a geocache or attending an event on December 31st and January 1st. From me and everyone at Geocaching HQ, Happy New Year and happy caching.